NPR's show that examines human behavior, Invisibilia, has returned with a new season of stories. This week, they're exploring the idea of personality, and it turns out a lot of research suggests that it is far less stable than you might think. And today we have co-host Lulu Miller to talk more. Hey there, Lulu.
Hello, Adi.
All right, you've got a story about a young runner, right, who basically thought he had it in him to break the 4-minute mile, which is a big deal, until a potential change in personality makes him question that. What happens?
All right. So our young runner, his name is Mike Marcella. He's from Rhode Island.
Okay, hold on. I have an idea. So how about in the spirit of athletic competition, you tell this story in under 4 minutes?
Oh, but I actually can't really, because it involves many characters. It takes place over many years.
But what if I only give you 4 minutes and you do the best you can?
All right.
Ready, set, go.
Okay, so Mike Marcella grew up in Rhode Island and he's always been really, really competitive.
Like any board game I'd play with my family, I couldn't lose without flipping the board or something.
So you were that kid?
Like, yeah, I was that kid that everyone's like, oh, crap.
He got into running his freshman year of high school, and by his junior year of high school, that kid had almost already broken the 4-minute mile.
4 minutes and 9 seconds.
Wow.
I remember like sitting there and I'd count to 9. 9 seconds. What's 9 seconds? 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, 4 Mississippi, 5 Mississippi, 6 Mississippi, 8 Mississippi, 9.
And yeah, he just skipped 7.
I did?
Yeah. We'll get to that.
I'll count again. 1, 2.
So three, he keeps running. He gets a running scholarship to college.
The University of Virginia.
He buys a moped.
There's a little red Yamaha.
And one night,
he's driving down the hill over the bridge and
there was a lot of blood.
This is his dad.
Please let him live. Please let him live.
And his mom, who came to the hospital to find Mike in a coma after being hit by a car.
The impact was so great that it actually knocked his helmet off of his head.
He was unconscious for 4 days. And then?
The first time he woke up, he didn't recognize us. Michael, it's your mother. I'm here. I love you. And he turned around and he screamed the F word at me. And he said, you never loved me.
He had suffered brain damage. He had problems with his speech, with his memory.
They say, remember 4629. And I jumbled the numbers up or just not even say the right numbers at all.
I was afraid that now he would be not him.
But Mike at that point didn't think the accident had changed him. As soon as he was healthy enough to run, he was back on a starting line.
The gun went off and I kind of slid in the middle of the pack. First 2 laps, we run around in 2 minutes, 201.
Whoa.
Which is like right around 4-minute pace. But 50 meters later, everything blew up right in my face.
He totally ran out of steam. Finished nowhere near a 4-minute mile.
I mean, I was obviously very disappointed after that. I slapped the bleachers. Mike, you suck.
He said that all of a sudden his mind was flooded with doubt about who he was.
You're not Mike Marcella anymore.
And when his mind changed, his running changed. All around the country he ran race after race, but
couldn't do it.
And then comes a race near his hometown. So his parents come out, his childhood friends.
Let's go, Mike!
Go, Kyle!
All the people who knew the Mike he used to be. He said the pain was horrible.
You're not Mike Marcella anymore. Finally, with a lap to go,
he hit the point.
There's a point in almost every race where you hit this moment where you could give in to the pain or push through it. And once you almost break through that initial pain, you honestly feel better once you get to the other side. But it's that moment where you just need to decide, what do you want this for?
And then he pictured something. Something he worried he had lost in the accident. And on January 31st, 2015, Mike Marcella became the 427th American to ever break the 4-minute mile.
The whole stadium goes,
yeah! He did it, he did it.
And Mike, standing there staring at the scoreboard.
3 minutes, 59 seconds, 0.97.
Saw what he had reached for.
A sign that I was still me.
And at 3 minutes, 59 seconds, Lulu, you did it.
Yes. And Mike Marcella, we are happy to report, has made a full recovery. He will be graduating from UVA shortly with a degree in sociology and has since won first team All-American and ACC champ.
Nice. Lulu Miller, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks also to David Nyman for composing the music for that story. Now, on the next Invisibilia, out tomorrow, you'll hear Lulu and Elise Spiegel explore how frighteningly unstable personality is for us all.